Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Proverbs spends a lot of time reflecting on wealth, and the question is, where can you find it? I find it fascinating that the writer often speaks of the preciousness of silver and gold. Some things don't change. Last year, when the COVID crisis started biting, the price of silver and gold shot up as people looked for a safe haven for their wealth. Isn't it fascinating that after thousands of years, even though the world has changed out of all recognition, people are still trying to find safety in the same place? But true wealth lies elsewhere. The writer of Proverbs is convinced that what really matters is wisdom. And that needs to be treasured far more than any possessions, beautiful and impressive as they might seem to be. Possessions try to persuade us that they can give us everything that we need to live fulfilled lives. But the writer is clear that wisdom alone unlocks the door to life. Without it, we stumble around without any sense of direction or purpose. And that kind of wisdom can only be found through an intimate and growing relationship with God. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is always intensely practical. Wisdom opens the door to a life of peace, love, and joy, and it does so by enabling us to make good decisions, whatever our circumstances. It enables us to live at peace with those around us, and to use our own gifts and opportunities effectively. Wisdom enables us to live justly and responsibly in society and prevents us from falling to the temptations which continually try to lure us away from God's path. Wisdom never calls us to live a life of dull bookishness, but rather to a life that is full of vitality and hope. But none of that happens without a determination to share every aspect of life with our loving God, who is the source of all wisdom. Let me pray with you. God our Father, you are the source of all wisdom. Give us a growing longing to be wise and a desire to let you shape our thinking and actions day by day. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.